Grace stepped back as the bikers walked past her. All of them, except for the stunning woman. She folded her arms across her leather-clad, amply endowed chest and eyed the two men warily. Oblivious to her, Selina, and the woman, Eros walked a slow circle around Julian, looking him up and down. "Keeping company with mortals?" Julian asked as he raked an equally cold sneer over Eros. "My, Cupid has Tartarus frozen over while I was away." Eros disregarded his angry words. "Damn, boy," he said in disbelief, "you haven't changed a bit. I thought you were mortal." "I was supposed to be you." And Julian went off again into a cursing frenzy. Eros's eyes flashed. "With a mouth like that, you ought to hang out with Ares. Sheesh, little brother, I didn't think you knew the meaning of all that." Julian grabbed his brother by the shirt. But before he could do anything more to Eros, the woman threw her arm out and held up her hand. Julian froze as still as a statue. By the look on his face, Grace could tell he wasn't pleased.
"Let go of me, Psyche," Julian growled.
Grace's jaw dropped. Psyche? Could it be? "Only if you promise not to hit him anymore," Psyche said. "I know the two of you haven't been on the best of terms, but respect the fact that I rather like his face as it is, and I won't stand for you damaging it any further."
"Let me go," Julian said again, stressing each word.
"You better do it, Psyche," Eros said. "He's being nice to you right now, but he can break your hold even more easily than I can, thanks to Mom. And if he does, you will get hurt."
Psyche lowered her hand. Julian released his brother.
"I don't find you amusing, Cupid. I don't find anything about this funny. Now where is Priapus?"
"Hell, I don't know. Last I heard, he was living it up in southern France."
Grace's head buzzed from her newfound knowledge. She looked back and forth between Cupid and Psyche. Could it be? Could they really, truly be Cupid and Psyche? And could they really be related to Julian? Was such a thing possible? Then again, she supposed it was as likely as two drunk women conjuring a Greek love slave out of an ancient book. She caught Selina's delighted, eager look.
"Who's Priapus?"
Grace asked Selina.
"A phallic fertility god who was always portrayed as walking around with a hard-on," she whispered.
"Why does Julian need him?"
Selina shrugged.
"Maybe he's the one who cursed him? But here's the fun fact. Priapus is Eros's brother, so if Julian is related to one, there's a darn good chance he's related to the other."
Cursed into an eternity of slavery by his own brother? The very thought made Grace ill.
"Summon him," Julian said darkly to Eros.
"You summon him. He's PO'd at me."
"PO'd?"
Cupid responded in Greek. Her mind overwhelmed by it all, Grace decided to interrupt them and get a few answers.
"Excuse me, but what is going on here?" she asked Julian. "Why did you hit him?"
Julian gave her a droll look. "Because it gave me a great deal of pleasure."
"Nice,"
Cupid said slowly to Julian, never once looking Grace's way.
"You haven't seen me in, what, 2,000 years? So instead of a friendly, brotherly hug, I get slugged.